You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Before we get too far into 2019, I wanted to make sure I'm telling you what the top five cosmetic plastic surgery things are going to be for this year. And here we go. Right off the bat, I'm going to tell you it's going to be a newer, stronger version of Botox. That's right. There's going to be a new version of Botox that's going to last longer. And I think it's going to be helpful for certain people that really want to see the extent of where they can go with it, different aspects of where they can have it injected. And especially for people that have been using Botox or one of the, what we like to call neuromodulators, I think this is going to give you an opportunity to see the longevity of what one of these neuromodulators can do. And it'll also give a lot of patients more comfort to know that their investment in what they're doing can last a little bit longer. As a just a little diversion, Botox in general is one of those things that always over-delivers. I can't express that enough, but if you've never tried it before, it is something to at least put around the crow's feet or the crow's foot area around your eyes. Patients come in and they say, you know, I'm really scared about using something like Botox. I've seen friends of mine, I've seen people on TV, and they kind of look a little weird. So I'm scared about doing it. And I always tell everybody, absolutely, you got to be comfortable with any of these things that you're doing because you don't want to look different. That's not why anybody really is having cosmetic plastic surgery anyway. But I digress. What I want to say is that happens to be an area where I always recommend patients try Botox. And there are other types of Botox medications. There's Dysport, there's Xeomin, and we use them all. But the family name, I guess, that everybody kind of refers to as this thing that's going to make things look tighter and just smoother and more youthful, and it's eliminating lines and wrinkles, is really Botox. But try it around the crow's feet area because it won't alter the way your brows move. It won't alter your smile. All it'll do is that when you squint or when you do smile, those lines that are in that crow's foot area will just not be as readily prominent. And it takes about 3 days or so to kick in. And once you start to see it manifest, you'll go, oh my God, my skin is so much smoother. The lines are gone and you'll love it. So that's number one. Number two, a tightening device that will help cellulite and especially neck skin. That's going to be on the 2019 list. We know that radio frequency devices tighten and make skin shrink. The new way of using it is going to be what everybody gets so excited about. So we've had a radio frequency monopolar and bipolar device in the practice for a very long time. We've used Pellave and we've used Nectite. The Nectite is a product from InMode and it works extremely well. They even have different applicators so that you could use it on the arms, on the body, on the neck, on the face. But combining it with a dual version of this is what we're doing in the office right now. We're doing something very exciting, which is basically using all different aspects of radio frequency delivery systems to accomplish this double whammy, if you will, result. And the exciting part of that is we're seeing unbelievable results. And we're using it mainly on the neck area because, you know, we have fillers like Juvederm and Restylane, and these things work great. And we have Botox and things like that. But when it comes to trying to make things below the mandible, where on the neck area, the skin is starting to get loose and crepey, a lot of times we really have to resort to doing a facelift or a neck lift, which isn't a bad thing. It's just that a lot of times people really aren't in their, I guess, in their minds ready to do something surgically. And that's where this new radio frequency device combo is something that we're really working on. So we're really excited about it in the office. And it's a dual version of the radio frequency neck tight. Number three is going to be breast lifts using your own body's fat and trying to make the breasts look more youthful, perky, tight, without really needing to use a breast implant. Now, we've been going this way for a long time because the trend in plastic surgery, and especially in breast augmentation, has been getting away from large implants and using more shaped, more projecting, tighter implants. So just to make everyone look more youthful and perky and lifted, as opposed to just making everybody look larger. Well, we really now have a tremendous way of using your own body's fat, and we transfer the fat into multiple areas of the body. We've been doing it for Brazilian butt lifts for a while. So now we're really starting to use it more and more in the breast. And if we can contour the extra skin away and at the same time utilize your own body fat, we are really going to be able to give you these great kind of perky, youthful results without having to use a lot of breast implants. Now, I can tell you that the breast implant manufacturers also recognize this, and we've been using versions of these gummy bear implants in conjunction maybe with even putting a little bit of fat into the breast. So it's not like it's going to have to be one or the other, but that's what I'm saying. Looking forward to the 2019, we're going to see more patients that are coming in asking what else can they do besides using a breast implant to make their breasts look more perky and youthful as opposed to just larger. Okay. Number four, skincare products that are directed to your genetic makeup. You heard me right. We are now at the stage in skincare products where we can know which skincare products are going to work for your genetic makeup as opposed to your girlfriend's or someone else's. So when you come in to Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery or to the skin spa, or if you go to see another plastic surgeon, one of the things you want to ask is, what skincare products do you have that would fit me? That's what you really want to start talking about, because I'm telling you now, when you watch TV and you're starting to see all these different products by L'Oreal and from Lancome and Neutrogena, they're wonderful products that'll probably be great for almost everyone, which means it's not doing that much for you in particular. Just keep that in mind. Whenever you're seeing a lot of these products that are marketed and advertised globally like that, you got to think that it can't have that much stuff in it that's going to work that well, because someone, it's just not going to be good for. Someone's going to have an allergic reaction to something if it's overly strong. Someone's going to get burnt if it's too aggressive. So when you think of it in those terms, you go, okay, well, it's a nice thing to put on my face. It feels soft. It feels smooth. It smells good. All of those things are great. But how much is something like that worth when you're going to be able to take that same spend and use it towards something that's actually going to show you a result? It's going to make lines and wrinkles better. It's going to make your dry skin less dry. It's going to make your acne-prone skin less prone to developing acne. We have all those things now in our practice. So it's not like we have to invent this. I think the tools now are there. We just need to be able to get the message out to patients that instead of just going to your cosmetic counter at the department store, come in to see your dermatologist or your plastic surgeon and really go over what things you're looking for And I'm telling you, with the way the new skincare products are being developed, we get new ones, honestly, every 4 to 6 weeks coming through the practice. And we test them all, we try them all, just to see what the newest version of these things are. And I got to tell you, coming down the pike for 2019, it's very, very exciting. Okay, the last one, number five. And here it is. It may surprise a lot of you, but the fifth thing about 2019 is we're going for subtle results. The overwhelming look of the glam, gigantic lips, the over-injected face, the tremendously large butts, all of those things are going to start to fade, because what we're going to see is we can be so subtle with making a jawline look sharper. We can be so subtle in making the way your eyes look more almond or more opened. We can be so specific now with all these different products and tools that you're not going to have to just hit somebody over the head with the way you look. You're going to be able to be extremely precise in what you want to accomplish. And that goes for using things like Sculptra in the buttocks so that we can get rid of some cellulite and at the same time get a little bit more plumpness to the butt without having to do a gigantic Brazilian butt lift. We're going to be able to take Botox and actually inject it micro injections and make pores and lines and shapes of eyebrows be more rounded or more, vertically placed so you have more peaking. We're going to be able to be so specific with how we're using these tools that I think it's going to become more and more about looking really sharp than it is going to be to just look like, wow, look at all the Botox, look at all the fillers that were put in that person's face. So for everyone out there, 2019 looks like it's going to be a very exciting time. Make sure that you're staying on top of all the new and latest things by listening to this podcast, Looking Good, Feeling Better, getting our newsletter, and going to our website.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.